do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists.
Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise! 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 Noise!
It is 11:30 a.m. on a Wednesday. That means it's time for a noise, as it is every Wednesday with your host, Luke Mead, here on the almighty CITR 101.9 FM, located atop of the beautiful Student Union building at the University of British Columbia. Coming up in the next hour and a half, I'm in kind of a guitar kind of mood, if you will. So for the next hour and a half, some various noisy kind of pieces all revolving around our lovely six-stringed friend. We're going to start off with a dedication to American artist Robert Smithson, who was one of the founders of the art form known as earthworks or land art, and who was taken from us far too soon. He died in a plane crash in July 20, 1973, while surveying the sites for his artwork entitled Amarillo Ramp in Texas. And now one of my favorite guitarists, Lee Rinaldo, has dedicated a 30-minute piece entitled Amarillo Ramp for Robert Smithson, which you're going to hear right now on A Noise.
Thank you.
Lee Rinaldo with his homage to the artist Robert Smithson with a piece called Amarillo Ramp for Robert Smithson. That's about 10 years old now, released February 24th, 1998, out on Starlight Furniture Records, available at finer stores everywhere, I'm sure. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Luke Mead here, kind of in a fairly guitar frame of mind, and so will the show be. It will be for the next hour. We got something brand new from the ever-reliable Cranky record label. The band is called Cloudland Canyon. Lie in Light is their new one. And this song title pretty much sums up what you're about to hear, and I absolutely love it. This is Cloudland Canyon with a song called Krautwork.
is out of phase.
We're at 8,000 feet, perishing cold, and I'm bored stiff. What about putting on a hot gramophone record to cheer me up?
Hello? Hello? Is this Harlem 77711?
Hello, fellas. This is Duke Ellington.
Get it. Pause. Let's get sweet and hot.
In the opinion of hot music critics, Count Basie has one of the best dance orchestras in the country.
King of the clarinet, Artie Shaw, and his orchestra making dance history in the Blue Room of the Hotel Lincoln in New York City.
Every Thursday from 10 till noon, join me, your host, Charles Burnham,
For Sweet and Hot, a celebration of the 78 RPM record, the three-minute masterpiece, and the golden age of North American songwriting. Hot jazz, swing, and popular music from the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. That's every Thursday from 10 till noon here on CITR 101.9 FM.
That blue bottle? That's a swell record. I must get it. What's his number?
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is a noise. Luke Mead here. And let's go through what you heard there. Some very, very, very obviously influenced krautrock stuff. You just heard Stereolab's 18-minute long opus off of my favorite album by them, Transient Random Noise Burst with Announcements. And that was Jenny on Dio Line. And before that, something brand new out on the Cranky Records label. Cloudland Canyon is the name of the band. Lie in Light is the name of the album. And the track is called Krautwork. We're going to move into some acoustic territory now. Something brand new brought to us. Brand new label, in fact. NoiseOrder.com. And Noise Order Recordings sent us a nice little package. And some very, very interesting stuff, including this CD. Hairy Ghost Pipefish is the name of the record. The band is called The Correspondents, and as it says, it's an album of guitar-based instrumental soundscapes. This one piece, I found something pretty beautiful, and we're going to check that out. And afterwards, we'll hear a pretty familiar piece to those of you who listen to the show. We'll be hearing Stefan Basho Young Hands' 11-minute epic off of Azure Number 1, The Sun Treader. And it is one six-string guitar. There's no effects, no overdubs used at all, but it sure as heck sounds like it does. So stay tuned. However, we're starting off with The Correspondents on a Noise. Thank you. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. You just heard Mr. Stefan Basho Younghans off of his Waters in Azure record with an incredible acoustic guitar piece entitled Azure Number One, The Sun Treader. And before that, some brand new stuff by The Correspondents. Hairy Ghost Pipefish is the name of the album, and that was Crowning, the name of the track there was. Recommended for Jim O'Rourke's More Acoustic Moments, so says their press release. So be sure and check that out on noiseorder.com. Well, this would be normally about the time that we're getting to the Nurse with Wound list, but we are not going to do it this week due to the fact that it is Music Works Magazine's 100th issue and 30-year anniversary, and they have sent out a centennial issue to us here. Of course, every issue comes with a CD, and we're going to listen to some of the artists featured on this disc, particularly the sound territories of Diane LaBrosse. Diane LaBrosse is a sound collector, collagist, noise weaver, gentle anarchist, wanderer, audio encyclopedist, composer, improviser, and a central figure in Montreal's musique actuelle scene. We have two pieces that we're going to close the show with today. One is entitled Best Of, the second one is Earth. Best Of source material is a sampler and an electric guitar. And then Earth, the source material, is a sampler, a flute, a viola, and percussion. This is Diane LaBrosse with Best Of and Earth.
Mm-hmm.